Well, I do keep pigs, darling.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
How many?
Only in a small way.
Well, how small are you? Eat chops, that's it.
No, I've about a dozen size and piglets.
Well, you're a farmer?
Part-time.
You're a part-time farmer?
Yes.
Who looks after the farm when you don't decide not to farm it, then?
Oh, well, they look after themselves. I look after them morning and evening, go to a day job.
That sounds like a dangerous agricultural policy to me. They look after themselves.
I'd also, Danny, like to mention, again, about pigs. Have animals and cars?
Yep.
22 piglets.
Did you?
I did.
I think they're the sweetest thing, piglets. Don't you always want to suckle them when you see them?
No.
I've often thought, you know, when you see them in this sweet little nose, it's quite right, pigs don't like, they've only been taught to like filth, haven't they?
Absolutely, they're very, very clean animals.
They're meticulous animals that don't like the filth, except it does make good chops.
People do have pigs as pets, don't they? I mean, they're intelligent enough to be like
dog pets.
Yeah,
you don't, Steve, do you?
No, well, not officially, they're not in the house, but they're let out quite a bit.
Do you ever have to slaughter them?
Not personally, no.
Why not?
No. At this time,
you know, one time, but at this time, no, you don't. I mean, as we said about the meat of the reindeer yesterday, it's bloody, but bloody tasty. Yeah, but bloody tasty. So you've got, do you give them names?
No.
You don't?
No, that would be fatal, Danny.
Do you have fatal?
I'd never sell them if I did that.
Fatal for who? Whose perspective is this? Yours or Brer Pig? Yeah, have you got a favourite? You must have favourites.
No, not really.
Oh, come on. There's one pig you remember. Do pigs have personalities? Different pigs, can you tell them?
I'm completely mercenary, Danny. The favourite pig is the pig that I sold for 1,000 guineas.
Of course. Yeah. But that said, you never forget your first pig, do you?
What context, Donnie?
Well, yeah, I know. At this time of the morning. Alice got a furrowed brow then. The listeners are starting to think anything goes.
They're very, very obedient, very lovable pigs.
Yes.
Mark said they do. I've heard that they do make good pets.
Apparently.
Yes,
excellent
they do.
Pets.
Well, I know the Hollywood like to keep those pot-bellied
do,
don't they?
Yeah, pot-bellied.
But that's just reflective style, isn't it? That's not actual love. Anything else you want to say, Steve?
Well, just that I've been on before. I only seem to get to do your programme when Mark's there.
What was the deal? What's the...
The question you asked was Hawkeye Pierce's full name.
Yeah, that's right, and it is...
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin Pierce. Yeah. Well, that wasn't so long ago, was it?
No, about 6 months ago.
It was even a third of our run ago.
Indeed.
How about then taking my Radio 2 game? What do you make of that, Steve?
I think it's a disgrace,
man. You know the little innocent thing that says Radio 2?
Radio 1, maybe.
But you don't expect it over here. You don't expect this kind of hands-on nonsense, get down there and sort the show out in the last 72 hours of it. We've got, 72 hours. We've got like 2.5, 7.5, we've got like 10 hours to go. And all of a sudden, management decide they're going to make a few changes. We're going to bring him to heel. Bring this to heel. Oh, yeah, bring this to heel. 22 after 7. Who's there?